Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the What Culture Gaming Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Tilford, joined by Ben Roy Turner.
Finish me.
Fantastic. And Josh Brown.
I've got nothing to follow that up with, man. I've got a... What's the friendship one? Friendship, kindness.
Friendship, funnily enough. Yeah, that's great. Go, that's like, what's those things in Gremlins called? Just lead with it. Babality, friendships, whatever you need.
That's the one, Babality. That's what
it is.
I
thought we would have a big old natter on the stay of kind of video game movies, but mostly through the lens of at least a bit of Mortal Kombat 2021. Because Monster Hunter is about to drop very, very soon as well. And that thing... You know, just looks brilliant. I'm sure that's going to be another well-made Paul Anderson flick. And man actually got his start doing Mortal Kombat in the first place back in 1995. So
yes.
We thought we would kind of use all of this to talk about the new Mortal Kombat trailer and what do we kind of want to see from it. I know that from the three of us, I'm the biggest Mortal Kombat fan. But Mr. Benroy, what did you think of the trailer? What do you want to see from a Mortal Kombat movie in 2021?
I want to see them do things like have the fights for most part, not it, obviously them falling into some sort of fight arena, like all these people around them with guns, just, you know, like, we're not going to shoot you anymore. We're going to go into fist mode. No, I really just want to see, it's weird. Did they give much? Because I watched the trailer several times. I think I was just sort of like, oh, for the visuals and wasn't really listening to what they were saying. Partly because I watched it about 10 times in Russian before it came into the English version. Mm-hmm. And I just want to see all these characters in those cutscenes that I so enjoy. But yeah, I just don't want to have to then pick up the controller afterwards and then do some fighting. I want to see it all go through.
You want the version of the Mortal Kombat like existing campaign thing, but just to stitch all the cutscenes together and just see how that comes together.
I also just want some Sub-Zero. I just want Sub-Zero to just wreck a load of people because I think I love Sub-Zero the most because he's probably the easiest one to play as, and I just always have gone to him. But
Scorpion's a good shout if you want an introductory Mortal Kombat man.
I think I always thought Sub-Zero was cooler because you could freeze people and be really annoying. Cooler. He literally is the coolest one there. And then, yeah, but now I never want to know what Josh is going to say because I was interested about Sub-Zero and how cold he is and how I want Sub-Zero to finish me.
Well, I was always a Scorpion guy, man. My What Culture origin story actually is I was 13, right? And back then there was this website called Pixel where you could create your own website essentially for yourself. It was like really rudimentary. You could put your different pages on there. And I had one page called the 10 most badass Mortal Kombat characters, which was a ranking, was more or less a prototype for my eventual What Culture career. I was 12 or 13, and
submit this as part of your application in the day.
I was too young, you know what I mean? I wouldn't have been allowed. I would have needed to get my mum and dad to sign off on it. It would have been a whole thing. I was just practicing for me, for the love of it, for the art of lists, you know what I mean? But recently, I've kind of like, not fallen off Mortal Kombat, but I just... After the first big kind of like reboot reimagining in MK9, I didn't really play 10, only recently got around to 11. But when it comes to like the movies, I just kind of want to see them not have to embrace like a blockbuster kind of like style of filmmaking. I don't want this necessarily to be like the Paul W.S. Anderson one where everything's big and it's explosive and this is kind of like trying to appeal to a wider mainstream audience. I just want this to like go hard on like the Mortal Kombat shenanigans. Just be like, look, we don't need to appeal to everyone. We just need to make a kick-ass action movie with all of these mad characters and do the source material justice and give people what they want to see, which I think, to speak for everyone, is a lot of blood, a lot of guts, a lot of well-choreographed fights using the uniqueness of this franchise to kind of elevate them.
Well, the thing is that the biggest worry I have, because I think the costumes are spot on. I love the budget seems like it's been applied in the right places. The special effects look great. When Sub-Zero freezes that dude's shotgun, it looks brilliant. And I think the only worry I have is that director Simon McCoy, it's his first major motion picture. Like it's his, he's been entrusted with all this stuff. You know, and he has these incredible martial artists like Joe Taslim and like Hiroyuki Sanada playing like Sub-Zero and Scorpion. And like, you know, even like Lewis Tan playing Cole, like he's like, you know, this like MMA style dude. And I'm just, I want really, really solid choreography. I don't want constant cuts around stuff. I don't need that Western approach to fight choreography that I think ruins so many fight scenes in so many movies. And I would hope that because, you know, Taslim came off the Raid, that I don't know if they have any say in saying like, no, like let this scene breathe a bit more. Because I remember there was a, there's a making of the 1995 Mortal Kombat that I went back and watched. Robin Shu, the guy that played Liu Kang, he was the guy saying to Paul Anderson, like, don't cut around this fight so much. Let these moves work and breathe. And for me, it's a lot of it's going to hinge on that. Because even like that, as cool as that blood dagger is, which is one of the highlights of the whole trailer, when Sub-Zero catches the midair blood and then stabs Scorpion with it, they still cut around that about four times. Whereas I'm like, you could probably get away with just grabbing it, cut to something else. I don't know, like it needs to really flow. And I hope that McCoy being, you know, his first major project, that I hope that doesn't get in the way of it.
Yeah, I mean, with the trailer stuff, I wonder whether that's just the specific cutting for the trailer and whether or not it's going to kind of be less flashy or whatever in like the final cut. It might just be to kind of, you know, get some attention and try to make a spectacle of it. Perhaps, I don't know. I feel like they hit more or less the right vibe, I think, in terms of the choreography and letting it breathe and kind of just showing it and not having to try to accentuate or maybe even hide things with like quick cutting or, you know, shaky cam or whatever. Like, you know, all of those horrible gimmicks that like 2010s action movies rely on far too much.
I think it's just the modern trailer. Like you got to remember, like the trailer's done almost totally separately from anyone else who's working on the film. Like, and then it gets passed over and go, "Are we crapping on your film? Not that much. Okay, we're fine. We'll put it out," sort of thing. But if it was Liam Neeson in Taken 3 Affair, where there's 17 cuts just for someone to turn their head, then like, yeah, that'll be horrible. But I really want them, I think like everyone else, to just accentuate the fighting as well and see some more of that, but then just bring the wicked powers. The thing about Mortal Kombat, why it destroys every other fighting game ever made, is because it's just cooler. It's just got better characters. I feel like it's more fun to play. Like Marvel versus Capcom can be a decent one where you can just go bat crap crazy. Can we say bat crap? Probably. But then bats are a thing these days. And then like then there's like Street Fighter, which is always just seems sort of like, you know, bit just bland for me for the most part.
Look,
like,
the king is Tekken. The King of Iron Fist tournament has always been Tekken.
Oh, that's my god, the king champion. Is Tekken. Tekken's like the weird step like uncle that comes over for like a cup of cocoa and doesn't leave.
Are you legit pooping?
I mean,
on Tekken?
I like Tekken, but it doesn't touch Mortal Kombat, my child. You can sit down.
You're right, because it's so much further above it. It's not even in the same realm, but not to worry.
Yeah, sure. you rely on your ring outs, and I'll go and play a proper fighting game.
That's in Soul Calibur. Tekken doesn't have ring outs. But not to worry. The thing I was going to get to was, did you guys notice the dialogue in the trailer? Because a lot of people picked up on that back and forth, which has clearly been edited together anyway, where it's Cole Young, and I forget what his sister's called, but it's that little bit of dialogue where it's like, oh, that's a birthmark. What do you mean? He was born with it.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, cool. That's what we're going with. And I don't know, does the dialogue even matter to you guys in a movie like this?
No, I mean, that bit in particular, I'm sure someone's already like made this exact joke, but it was like, maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline. It sounded exactly like that. And I was like, that sticks out a little bit and reminds me of the Paul W.S. Anderson Mortal Kombat film a little bit. Because while that is enjoyable in a dumb way, that was like falling over itself doing the mental gymnastics to justify why there's a fighting tournament between realms, which is, admittedly, when you say it like that, a bit of a hard sell.
Oh, I tell you what, though, right?
Yeah.
Just one thing, right? Because it's like you think of the MCU, like the thing that I despise, I know you guys know this, but I hate when a movie has to break its own little tone to be like, hey, you in the audience, hey, we know that this is a crazy concept. Like, just run with it. Like, you've got this intergalactic, cross-dimensional tournament for the sanctity of Earthrealm. Just call it that. And they have. I love that the tone was like completely self-serious, that they weren't sort of breaking stuff to break character and be like, you know, like in MCU, it would be like, well, that's a stupid costume. Like, hey, that's why I'm called this. And it's just like, no, that's Sub-Zero and Scorpion, and they're fighting for Earthrealm, and that dude's from Netherrealm, and just... run with it. That's all it needs.
I mean, most of it can just be big bad lad Shao Kahn wants to just take over everyone. There you go. And then he's just making it a bit more fun than sending an army through. Like, you know, it's just a bit more interesting. Mm-hmm. And like, I just want to say the ring out stuff. I did know that. So anyone going, oh my God, go do one because I knew it anyway. I'm still waiting for Tekken X Street Fighter. I want to see some action. But almost swore there. But have Shao Kahn be just come in and be a big destroying lad and just like everyone else pop in. Just like, I wonder how many of the characters, like, have they confirmed everyone is in this? Like, I haven't dug that far deep. I've just seen the trailer and the screens we saw earlier in the year.
Well, they've got for the cast list. I mean, there's Cabal, like, is on the cast list. He's the dude that Liu Kang's summoning the giant dragon against. Like, you can see he's holding one of his like weapons. And Natara is also on the cast list from Deadly Alliance, the vampire with the big like dragon wings. He obviously isn't in the trailer.
Because I'm so sorry, I forget a lot of people's names. Bad Lad, the Australian guy who shoots the laser out of his eye.
Kano.
Even that didn't look that like hokey. And I mean, to be fair, it was turned to the other side, which I was sort of questioning, like, why couldn't we see it come out of your laser eye?
Mm-hmm.
Are they hiding something there, sort of thing? But I just use mental powers and just, if they need to just go and explain it all, they should just hand someone a pamphlet when they watch this at home on like HBO Max, go, shut up, there it is. Mortal Kombat, one of the best selling franchises there is ever. But for some reason, Mortal Kombat always astounds me how much it sells, because it's just always like, just keeps going and going. And I'm always like taken back by it. So I just want to see them go for it right. And if they just made those cutscenes out of the games into a movie as it is, I'm here for it. So I think, and I hope they're just doing that.
It is worth saying that, like, like the recent campaigns, like, you pretty much stitch those cutscenes together and you have one of the best Mortal Kombat movies ever. Like, the choreography is insane.
When they did the reboot, was it 9, the reboot, where with a semi-reboot, and then we just like, oh, just going to watch this nice cutscene now, and it just got better with 10, sort of thing. And just,
well, they like set the bar, like every fighting franchise is trying to do a Mortal Kombat style story. It's great. I do want to mention the fatality stuff, because they do a fatality montage at the end of the Red Band trailer. You know, you've got Kano punching Reptile's heart out and holding it like in front of him and all that kind of thing. Do you guys think that they'll go as complete all out with that stuff as possible? Like, is Sub-Zero going to rip someone's entire skeleton out in one go?
No, isn't this going to be like a 15?
Oh, it says it's R-rated, I don't know. Like, what can you get away with? Because there's already R-rated,
I think... And I'm not so sure. Is our rated 18 here? Or
that's the thing, isn't it? Like, yeah, I think we would class it as a 15. I remember that coming out earlier, but I was Googling it before trying to get the rating on it. I don't know if it's been fully classified yet, but there has been earlier interviews about how it's going to be a 15 in the UK, which isn't what you would need to be able to rip a skeleton out of someone. So I don't know. I think they're going for a little bit low.
You can get away with a lot in a 15 rated movie these days. Like, it's notable when a movie gets an 18 rated. Like, that is... It rarely ever happens, you know what I mean? There are only a few off the top of my head that I can remember getting a proper 18 in the UK. And that's not just for violence usually. It's often for, like, drug use or, like, sex or profanity and stuff.
Or, like, if something eats something really clear, like, you see a couple of zombie lads chomping on a face, then that normally gets, like, really bad. But I reckon, so, like, I'm just thinking, like, the old Predator movies were, like, 18s, weren't they? But now they're pretty much 15s, where you can see him rip a skeleton out. So I think you can get a lot of the violence there. I think it just depends how much it glorifies it as well. Mm. Like, if you hamper down the blood, if you don't go all in with the blood when it squirts out, like, that sorts it out a bit.
I think as well, because it's so cartoony. Like, I mean, obviously over the years, Mortal Kombat's been blamed for X number of, like, real world, you know, shows of violence or whatever. And Ed Boon has like said more recently that they deliberately try and be as over the top, as cartoonish as possible. So there's no way you could ever replicate our stuff, because we're doing crazy split a body in five pieces and shoot it out the sky and whatever else. And I kind of hope that they have something like that in the movie, because they have Liu Kang summoning the big dragon, but I would hope for, like, Scorpion's taking his mask off and becoming a skull and then flaming someone, or, like, I don't know, do something that is, like, really crazy and over the top, especially if you can tag it onto the end of, like, a raid style fight.
I had no idea that Ed Boon was a credited writer as well. I'm just looking at the six writers they got now.
Oh, I thought he was just a producer or something.
I'm looking IMDb, and it says out of six writers, he's one of them. So,
okay.
You know, I mean, it's based on his stuff, so he's probably given, like, they probably had to hand him a treatment or something, but I'm not sure how it works.
It feels like he's sort of, like tone-wise and character-wise, costume-wise and everything. It kind of feels like he has signed off on it.
It won't be like a Neil Druckmann sort of level of power, I think, where he's literally the whole project. But, yeah, sorry to jump in there, Josh. I know you was about to say something very important.
No, it's all right. It was absolutely not important. I was just going to talk about fatalities because I think if they're going to do them, and before we even got a trailer or even got any casting, they were all talking up about how they're definitely putting fatalities in. They're definitely going to be R-rated. It's definitely going to be bloody. And if you're going to big it up that much, you need to deliver, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So they need to go as big and as bold and as wacky and as bloody as they possibly can. If it's just Kano pulling a heart out of someone's chest, like that's all right, that's fine, but it's not what I want. I want the madness, I want the anarchy, I want the insanity that, like I said at the start, takes Mortal Kombat to like the next level. Anyone can do bloody fight scenes, you know, well choreographed fight scenes, anyone can do that. Not everyone can do Mortal Kombat fatalities, you know what I mean? Like, that is a unique thing to this movie.
Well, they've got Shang Tsung shouting, finish them. So it's like, yeah, that's got to lead into something.
It's got to be the big sort of like, you won't get like 17 of them, hopefully. Like, hopefully there'll be like more climaxes of some things. But as I was looking at more of the writers, did you realize one of the writers? I'm just looking at, it's just so mad like how they're, some people here are involved in the first Mortal Kombat. You got someone here from 22 Jump Street. Cloverfield Paradox. It's all over the place, but I reckon like you might get a fatality at the beginning and then like one or two in the middle and like one at the end, like
there's at least three that we know of. There's a one where Sonya shoots like Melina's guts out, Kano punches Reptile's chest, and then, well, I guess like Scorpion's get over here thing like is maybe the way he finishes him off, but like we haven't seen the rest of that scene yet.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
In terms of like just sort of run of the Mortal Kombat stuff, Josh, did you have anyone on your particular badass list from when you were 12 years old that you really want to see in the movie?
Well, in our trailer reaction, I told you how much I popped in at Kung Lao just being there,
yes,
saying, I'm Kung Lao. Like, that's awesome. Like, obviously, Kung Lao and Liu Kang would be great. Give me the Shaolin Monks spin-off movie
that
I absolutely need. And Crave. For me, like when it comes to like the villains, I'm not disappointed because obviously they're going to do like Shang Tsung, they're going to do Goro and stuff. But I would have maybe liked to have seen them pick someone a bit stranger. Like, they could, for me, they could have done like the Deadly Alliance thing of getting like Quan Chi and Shang Tsung together or something like that. I thought that
I think
would
Quan Chi will be in there.
But,
like, I mean, they've got the whole thing where they show like Scorpion in Netherrealm, like Hanzo Hisashi, like, gets his hood on, looks up, there's flames behind him. It's like, how are you going to do that unless Quan Chi is behind it, unless they just show him in hell?
maybe. I mean, they could do. I don't know what you guys think about that, but I feel like, you know, I've seen Shang Tsung, I've seen Goro, even seen Shao Kahn a bit too much to an extent in the games as well as the previous movies. Like, I wouldn't mind if it was something slightly different or a bit of a spin on it, because I don't know. I'm not complaining. I don't want to be too entitled. You know what I mean? I don't want to ask too much. But
I was going to say, I can't remember. Everyone always hates Shinnok is the name of the dude that they brought in MK4, and that like Quan Chi answers to, and like you fight him in 10 and Raiden beheads him and whatever. I couldn't think of that dude's name, but that's one of the only other top tier villains they could bring in, unless they did Kronika from MK11. So it's like,
I think they held some of them back.
Yeah, I think it's like because they haven't done an MK movie in so long. It's like, we're going to do like a greatest hits. Like, I didn't expect Goro to be in there until he leapt into the trailer.
I think because Goro is just so sort of like visually, like either people remember or like it's going to stick with you. Mm. Big, giant lad with forearms sort of thing, like ripping people apart. Mm. So like, I think you should hold some of the back for either like an end of film stinger or because you can imagine there's going to be more. They want to do more of these more than just one.
I hope so.
I think you keep with the. I almost want to keep them with the standard bunch just so we can sort of go from there. Maybe I'm a bit boring with that sort of thing.
No, I think a lot of people are like, that's one of the weirdest things though, is that you've got this main cast that everyone loves, but you therefore cannot do fatalities on them because then they won't be around for the sequel movies. So it's like, you need like fodder enemies to
bring Vapor back to life though. Like we've had it in the games where like his like dead version of these people now and like all
kinda.
The...
Like, I don't know, they did Zombie Liu Kang, they brought Sub-Zero back as like Kuai Liang and everything, and it's like, I guess so. I guess we should sort of like use this as like a pivot into like, what do you kind of expect from a video game movie at this point? Like, should they just take stuff from the source material, recreate that in movie form? Or is that like the lazy way to do it? Because like for me, watching the trailer, I think it's because it's been so long since there's been a Mortal Kombat movie. And because the only two other Mortal Kombat movies, if you discount Scorpion's Revenge, are the schlocky 1995 ones, and Annihilation is like god awful. So for me, it was like just reacting to like, oh my God, they got the costume right. Oh my God, they got the names right. They got like they're taking it seriously. The tone is there, and like that was enough for me. But I think, as you know, like it's because for the Last of Us, I don't want them to just do that because it's already perfect in game form. But it hasn't been. I don't know, Mortal Kombat. It feels fresher that they haven't done it in movie form yet.
It's almost case by case, isn't it? You know, for something like Mortal Kombat, I think you can. There's with Mortal Kombat, there is more to be said for authenticity and doing the source material right. Like, you don't want them to really come out and, like you say, get the kind of like lore a bit wrong. You don't want them to get the costumes wrong. You kind of want that stuff in place because the world building is so important to Mortal Kombat's kind of like success. You know what I mean? Like, Ben Roy was talking about how cool it is compared to other fighters. And so much of that comes down to these specific personalities, these specific looks, these specific fighting styles and stuff. So I think if you hit that, then you can kind of like go a bit madder with the narrative of Mortal Kombat, arguably, you know, as a storytelling from not a mythology kind of like, not from a mythology perspective, didn't really get there until some of the later games, you know? So I think you can kind of reinterpret those stories, reinterpret what these tournaments mean and kind of like how they work. But as long as you get the fundamentals right with Mortal Kombat, I think you can kind of then put your own directorial artistic flourishes on top of that and kind of make it unique to cinema in a way that the games necessarily aren't.
What do you guys think of Cole Young as like a plot device? Because I initially was like, oh my God, what are they doing? Like, why are they doing this? They should just have Liu Kang be the main character. But I think because everybody is so fully formed and supernatural and everything else, then you can have Cole just enter the tournament and he just sees fully formed versions of characters finishing someone off in the distance or whatever. And he just has to go with it. And like, obviously he gets to be the audience surrogate. Like, yeah, what was your thoughts on that, Ben?
There it is. That he's the audience surrogate way. Like, there are so many of like the frothing people. Like us, did they just say get over here? He's gonna say get over here. And it, as it's introducing everyone into this world rather than it being such a like more iconic sort of like dropping you in sort of there, like if everyone comes from the outside in, sort of say like maybe you had like say an Alice and then you can sort of be brought into that world. Right. I'm really upset I didn't get a big pop there from you, Josh.
I was like holding the anger back, I wasn't gonna give you it.
Damn it, I was waiting to draw you. But no, I think it's probably the smartest way to go in there rather than to go real deep in and then you bring people. Like, because this is going to be seen by people that have never seen Mortal Kombat to any extent, apart from a box on a shelf. That is like, you need to sort of be there for both sides.
I kind of view it like, you know, when Bond walks through like the gadget room, it's only because I literally watched Goldeneye the other week, but you know, when he walks through like a gadget room and you sort of go, oh, that's an exploding pen. That's a thing that's chewing gum that turns into a bomb. That's a car with twin miniguns. And he just sort of like walks through it all as it's all happening around him. I kind of want that version of the Mortal Kombat mythos, like Cole Young going round by round. And it's like, oh, now you're up against Scorpion. That's a weird demon hell wraith that lost his entire family 300 years ago. Time to fight and just sort of like, just go. Like that's the exact energy that I kind of want.
I think it's because there's so much potential for like spin-offs, and you know, obviously they are planning this to be a larger franchise, and whether or not they'll succeed in that, I don't really know. And that's kind of why I am a bit frustrated that they're doing like the basic Mortal Kombat story this time around, because I'm like, will I get to make a second one? I hope they do, but who knows? You know, there was supposed to be an Assassin's Creed franchise. That didn't take off. There was supposed to be a Prince of Persia franchise. That didn't take off. We've had all of these examples in the past of like these failures to start. And I hope MK isn't the same. And I hope they do get the option to explore this world. But when it comes to like Cole, I think it kind of makes sense to have an audience surrogate, just because you might, I don't know, who else would you choose to be the main character? Would you go down like the Liu Kang route? Would you go for Sonya Jax or what? It's like difficult to juggle all those characters. Mm-hmm. In this way, I think you can have someone in the center to kind of like center it. And then if you want, maybe in the future, you could have a Sub-Zero spin-off movie. You could have Liu Kang Kung Lao. You could have, you know, Sonya Jax, whatever, Johnny Cage or whatever. And then kind of like branch off from there, bringing their own stories in.
In terms of like, I guess, Benroy, do you think that they'll do like just hit all the basic beats of a Mortal Kombat, like tick the boxes, do the thing, do the fan service thing, and then worry about like sequels and stuff? Like, I still think we're going to end on like a Johnny Cage tease. I think that's going to be the post credits.
Yeah, it's going to be like that. I think we're far and away from the era of where like video game movies were trying to do something different and then having sort of like scraps of what you knew on the side of it. Like, let's just take that name and make the film of it. Even though like, I wonder how that Monster Hunter movie is going to turn out. I've seen bad things about it. And the trailer
does not look good.
The trailer looks like Mila Jovovich and Paul W.S. Anderson just thought, you know what? Let's just take these video game kids for
there was that interview with him where he was like, oh, when Monster Hunter World blew up, he's like, oh, Hollywood was asking around who's got the Monster Hunter IP. And they were all really upset that it was me. And I was like, yeah, even you know that you can't do this.
I mean, look, you know what? Sometimes we all say about these video game franchises, but when you can be like, when you're Paul W. Anderson, you can do this.
My word, oh, Ben Roy.
For the audio crowd, Ben Roy has produced an entire fanning of all the Resident Evil movies in physical form.
Why do you have them on hand?
Sealed.
Why are they there?
I mean, because you've got to slide away and get some gimmicks whenever you can, like, as you say. But I think...
He's got a sickness.
I've got a sickness. I didn't pay for most of these, okay?
I think put them together so you can produce them as a perfect fan whenever they need to.
You stole them. You risked jail time for them. That's worse than paying for them, IMO.
£2, and this took about 4 months to get to me, it felt like, because I had to complete the set. I hate it so much. I'm never opening it. But I think you can't not make money, right? I wonder, I had a look on IMDb, Wikipedia, the Monster Hunter movie made a loss. I don't know whether that's just down to the situation where people don't want to risk their life and health to see
barely
a Monster
like
Hunter
available
movie.
Like, it's listed on Amazon US for $20.
Well, so that thing was based off the bloody Metal Gear Solid DLC, right, where Snake falls into Monster Hunter. That's why army people go into that, because apparently this is the rumors that, because the army person being the Snake Man from that game that no one even cares about went in and fought the Monster Hunter people, so now these other army people fall in there, and I just can't wait to, I think it's probably gonna be some art there, you know, you guys. But
I'm a big fan of Anderson just sitting there playing a bit of Peace Walker and going, I've got it right, don't do Monster Hunter, do exactly this,
and then the big dinosaur thing, I'm sure it'll be fine. But no, I think that even with this, you know, I always had another tingling going around the head. I've got many of these today. I think it's these pieces of crap.
It sounds like it.
Because, you know, WB are trying to do more with their games that they even make them try. You can't really make Mortal Kombat live service. It's like, let's make the Mortal Kombat name work as a film this time. We've got this massive film division. Let's do a thing with it. I'm confident in that it can work. Like, it's got more to it than, say, like a Hitman. It's got more to it than like an Assassin's Creed. I just think that there's enough there, and there's enough. I think because it's also like so diverse, and it's just like, we, how many main franchises do we have, like, especially in the West, where you're like based in sort of like this, or like where violence, magic, and based in different parts of the world, in different realms, and it can go so much. It sounds like a cartoon at the top of it, but there's so much more to it than.
The thing is, like, one of the biggest sort of theories going into Justice League before we knew how that was going to go was like that they would do, the Warner Brothers would do a reverse MCU. You start with your group ensemble and then everyone loves all the characters. Oh, I can't wait to see more of insert person. And then you split them all off. And obviously they've done the Wonder Woman movie and Aquaman and stuff. But it's like, I like the idea of them. I guess I like the idea of them approaching that for Mortal Kombat as well. I don't trust Warner Brothers executive decisions after everything that's happened with DC. But you would hope that because Ed Boon is directly involved, he can veto stuff or say that's not what we should do, etc.
I don't know if I'd want the exact, like, say, like just the Scorpion movie, as sacrilege that might be. I'd want other recognizable characters in there, but I would like, you know, sometimes some can take a back seat, if that makes more sense. Like,
well, you could do a Shaolin Monks movie, do Liu Kang and Kung Lao, and for the love of God, remake Shaolin Monks.
There's just so much there in Mortal Kombat. There's so many fighters. As simpleton as I am, I was there ready for it, just with the Sub-Zero stuff. Having, like, obviously you're gonna have Sub-Zero front and center, one of them, but like my favorite fighter in that game, just there and ready. Mm-hmm. And I think it's gonna be no Street Fighter from the 90s, let's put it that way.
Regardless of anything, hopefully it's a step up from the 90s movie.
And we know they care so much because they'll always bring back, say, like the movie costumes in the game. Like we have echoes of the old, I feel like there was echoes of the old theme in that trailer.
Totally.
Pulses and just they know what they're doing. They're sort of feeding back into that nostalgia, as weird as it might be for some of the bad nostalgia things, but it's just, I feel like you're watching it. I feel like there's care, and unless they've just cut the best trailer in the world out of the worst piece of garbage,
that's the thing, right?
Like, we'll have to wait and see. But are we in a renaissance, like with the Resident Evil movie coming out like later this year as well, where it's meant to be hardcore into the games? What else? The bloody Borderlands movie that's got Jack Black as Claptrap, then Kate Blanchett, and then Jamie Lee Curtis and Kevin Hart. I don't know what's going on. Did someone just go, the video games are making money because nothing else can? So
the more you look into like the making of those old movies, the more it was like one person had the idea to do it. They barely had any knowledge base for what they were doing. And it was just like, oh, as long as you include this character and they say this line, then it'll make loads of money. Look, Mario Brothers. And it's just like, no, like you need to take it remotely seriously. And I feel like obviously gaming is so much bigger now that like those creatives, those teams have more weight to go to those executives and go, no, it needs to be done this way. And that's definitely how the trailer comes across. Like you said, though, I have that worry as well that it's maybe just a very, very good trailer, because when you look at the dialogue, it's not great. And like, I hope that it's not one big old lie. I guess for closing thoughts, one thing you want to see from the Mortal Kombat movie, Josh Brown. Character up to you.
I am right on the spot right now, and I'm not entirely sure. Who is
you say
that
something good?
Drunken dude? That
Bo Rai Cho. You want big old Bo Rai Cho to come in?
Yeah, Bo Rai Cho. I want him to come in and do some pumps and drink a load of alcohol and then slap some fool right in the chops. I think that would be
pretty
good.
He actually might be the guy that Jax is doing a fatality on in the trailer. There's a bit where Jax jumps up, arms wide, and there's a man who looks like a slightly portly gentleman who could be Bo Rai Cho. I'm just throwing it out. Mr. Benoit Turner, what's the one thing you want to see?
It's more of an idea. I want, when people do get fatalities and die, I want them to be able to be brought back if you have to do some sort of like dredging to one of the realms and bring it back. So I want it always a possibility to bring people back. It's just the most hilarious one. And I want someone to get Babalities in, like, say, a post-credit thing. Because why not?
I would happily take a Babality. I think for me, it's the Sub-Zero fatality. I want him to rip an entire skeleton out of someone in one go. I don't know how you even do that on screen, because it's become increasingly ridiculous and hard to do, the more realistic the graphics have become. But just him to produce an entire skeleton in one go. Rip it out of someone. That's all it is. So, let us know what you think down in the comments below for the Mortal Kombat movie. What do you want to see if you're going to make a big old witch list? And for now, this has been the What Culture Gaming Podcast. I've been your host, Scott Tilford, joined by Ben Roy Turner.
Goodbye and finish me.
And Josh Brown.
Goodbye.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Don't worry, I'll finish you, Josh.
Flawless victory, mate, isn't it? Flawless victory.
Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.